He never advised me what to do. Like, never ever advised me which film to do. He would just say, do it on your own, because even if you do mistakes, you can learn from them. And I think it's one of the best advices anybody can give, because you learn it by yourself. And I would be doing that exactly to my son. You have to do it by yourself.
Our ambassador this evening, ladies and gentlemen, is someone who broke all norms of the industry right from his early days. His look on screen was something people wouldn't normally associate with South Indian cinema. His on-screen and off-screen persona is a far cry from the usual over-the-top drama associated with show business. He commands one of the biggest fan followings in the world of Indian cinema, cutting across Telugu and non-Telugu audiences across the globe. He was recently voted India's most desirable man in an online poll. 7 state awards, 4 Filmfare awards, apart from a house full of trophies and recognition for his superlative acting talent. The more adulation he receives, the more he retreats deeper into his inner mysterious world. We're very proud and happy and grateful to have him here offering his support as Goodwill Ambassador to the Heal a Child Foundation. We're very, very grateful for him of having taken time out to be here and reach out to his admirers and fans and his following all over the world to support the Heal a Child Foundation. In this long and wonderful journey of yours, you've had a lot of opportunities to join or show active support, as you're doing now, for various other organizations, with all due respect to the work they're doing. Why Heal a Child?
I think it happened with the birth of my son, Gautam. He was a preterm baby. He was in Rainbow for like 10 days, 12 days, and the doctors took care of him, and he was really tiny. And then we got him home, and it was an emotional experience for us, because he was a first baby. And then if you look at my son now, he's the tallest in his class. So that thought went into my head was, we had the money and we could do it, and what would have happened if we didn't have the money? And that's why organizations like Heal a Child are amazing. I mean, in fact, if they can help children, nothing like it, because I think children are beautiful.
What a thought. Thank you so much. How many years ago was that?
Gautam is 8 now.
He's 8 now, and wishing him a lovely life ahead. But as you see children, again, with the Heal a Child Foundation supporting them so much, you've touched their lives in a lot of ways. Do you think it comes back manifold? How do you feel that love?
It was this incident a couple of months ago. It was, I think, it was from this foundation called Make-A-Wish. And I met this a 10-year-old boy who was not feeling very well, and he wanted to meet me, in my sets. So he came to my shoot, and I was getting my shot, and I went, and I was looking at this kid, and he was like very sad, looking down. And so I walked up to him, and he saw me, and he had this big smile on his face. If I could do that to that boy, I mean, I'm blessed.
Thank you so much, and thank you for the blessings that you're passing on. Let's open the house to questions.
Everybody down here thinks you have tons of money.
Everyone up here also thinks he's got tons of money.
Anyway, Lighter Wayne, what is your personal take on money? And what values do you like your children to imbibe? With that when they grow up and when they're growing up.
Money is very, very important, but I believe that you have to work very hard to earn it. And that's what I would be telling my children also.
Thank you.
You've been born in a filmy family, so to speak. You've grown up watching cinema and knowing the fame and fortune. What kind of an effect did it have on you as a child at home, or just knowing that everything was available?
When I was in Chennai, we all grew up in Chennai, and my father was this huge star. And we had this very, very normal life, in the sense, I would go to school in an auto rickshaw, and I wouldn't tell my friends that my father was a big movie star, because it was, I don't know, in the sense they would treat you differently. So I would feel that it was a little embarrassing. So we all lived a very normal life, and that's helped me right now, because it makes you grounded in life. And I have to give it to my father. He brought us up like that. I grew up in Chennai, like I said, so not too many people watch Telugu films, except the Telugu people. But When I did films when I was young, that's another story, because I think one summer holiday, my father decided that, okay, come on, you do a film now. Mm. And that film did well, and the next summer holidays, he made me do another film. So every summer holiday of mine, I would do these films. And before I realized, I was a big child star. And my dad said, okay, now you go back, study. After 4 years, come back and do films as a hero. So it was as simple as that, and I can never, I mean, my dad is the best in the sense he's laid it out all before me. And it was so effortless and smooth.
I just rewound my childhood in summer holidays, and my grandmom wasn't such a great co-star, but... But what about Gautam now? I mean, of course, he just launched the audio of your recent film.
Yeah, he also acted.
He also acted in it. So the industry obviously is looking forward to him growing up and then getting on screen as a hero. I'm sure you come across a lot of that. So how do you deal with it at home or explain to him at home?
It's a lot of pressure, to be honest. But he's interested after doing that film. I think in his head, he thinks that acting will actually, he can miss school. So that's what I think.
All right, next question.
Hi, Mahesh. Out of all the movies that you've done, all the movies that you've led, which is your most favorite one? And we'd like to know that. And why?
It's called Vokkadu, which is, I think it's a film which actually gave me stardom. And it's a brilliant film. It's one of my favorite films.
What is the one role that you would like to probably do or essay, I mean, with your knowledge of world cinema and everything that you experience?
Telugu cinema, to be honest, is totally different. So I take it film by film. And once I okay the script, it's the director for me. So I don't really plan. I hear the narrative. If it is interesting, I'll do the film.
What kind of roles do your kids love to see you in? I mean, what kind of films of yours do they
like? My son just started watching my films. He doesn't like action films. Films.
He doesn't like action films at all.
The sound, he can't handle it. So now he started watching, so we'll know now.
Okay, next question. Let's pull out another name from the bowl.
Hi, Mahesh. You look very relaxed. You're chatting away.
Thank you so much for that.
You've done this event for the foundation, but you're actually a very quiet person. Why are you so reserved?
I'm not really reserved. I mean, do I look reserved? No.
He's married. It's not the same thing.
Thank you.
But you do have a very reclusive persona. It's been you all through, or looking at the entire glamour or the intrusiveness that the industry has, does that get you even more closed?
I try to stay away from the publicity, the entire media and all that, because I like to keep it simple. And I've been like that all my life. So all of a sudden, I can't change and say, hey, let me be this way. So I like it this way.
So what do you do when you're not at work?
Watch a lot of films in my house.
Okay. And you travel?
Yeah.
Lots of, holidaying. And
with the family, yeah.
With the family. What's your favorite destination?
Dubai.
Hi, Mahesh. This is a slightly imaginary scenario. Imagine it's a Saturday night, you're in L.A., and you can take any actress from the last 30 years out for dinner. It's a platonic dinner. That's it. You can have dinner and spend 3 hours with her. That's it. Who would you take out? Who would you call?
What's the fun in that?
You're going to get beaten tonight by Namrata. I promise you that.
I would find it boring, actually, for 3 hours to sit.
Who would you take out?
Demi Moore.
Good choice. Thanks.
So Mahesh, tell me, has there been a moment, I mean, when you walk up to your friends and go, I don't know what I'm doing, I don't want this stardom. I'm sure it's overwhelming to handle the responsibility of the star that you are.
The pressure is there, and that's why your house is very important, you know, your home. And I have to give it to my wife. I mean, she balances it out beautifully. So it takes the pressure out, really.
All right, without pressure, next question.
Hi, Mahesh.
Hi.
I'm sure you would have been asked this question earlier. A lot of actors have joined politics, right? So in case you've been made an offer in future to join politics, would you?
You've got diplomacy, I'll give you that.
The country has enough problems.
Would you?
No.
Do we have another question, please?
Hi, Mahesh. Thank you for coming out to support this organization. We've obviously heard a lot about Mahesh at work, and the papers cover it. We've seen it in the cinemas. You've told us you like to watch movies, but tell us the one thing that Mahesh likes to do for leisure that we haven't heard yet.
I think I answered that question before. It's movies again. But yeah, whenever we go for holidays, I mean, it might sound stupid, but food. That's one thing which we like to indulge in, food, food, food. Because we don't, I mean, I'm always on a diet here. So whenever we go, we eat.
Thank you.
Quickly moving on to the next question. Take two. Our next question.
My question is about your father and son relationship. One superstar to another superstar. How is your relationship with your father? Does he involve or influence your career anyway? Can you elaborate?
Like I told you the story before, how when I was young, he used to make me act in films. And that was the biggest gift he could ever give me. And another thing, once I started acting in films, he never advised me what to do. Like, never ever advised me which film to do. He would just say, do it on your own, because even if you do mistakes, you can learn from them. And I think it's one of the best advices anybody can give, because you learn it by yourself. And I would be doing that exactly to my son. You have to do it by yourself.
All right. We have a question from Diana. Now she'd like to ask Mahesh a question.
Hi, Mahesh. How are you doing? Hi. You know, your father was a superstar. And I remember on Sunday, we would make sure we were home when his film was on in the evening. I'm sure many of you went through it too. Your father was a superstar. You got into films. What if your daughter wants to get into films? Would you encourage her down that route?
I would. Yeah, but I think I'm going to make her a scientist. But no, if she wants to, it's her choice.
Are you fit by choice or compulsion?
Choice.
One lie you've told and gotten away with.
My wife is sitting here, dude. Why would I tell you that?
How many pairs of shoes do you own?
Not many, actually. I think it, this and my running shoes.
He doesn't have lots of money. Top three things you indulge in when traveling?
Food, food, food.
Are you a tech freak?
Yeah.
Top three gadgets you've indulged in?
iPhone, iPad, desktop.
If we could reset life, if you could reset your life, what would you want back? Fame or money?
I think it's a process. You know, it's life is a process. So I don't want to reset anything. You know, it's like you get the fame and then you get the money. So why would you reset that?
All right. Namrata, could we have you on stage, please? On a scale of 1 lowest to 10 highest, rate yourself and rate him.
Who, me?
Yeah, you rate him and he'll rate himself. All right? So I'll ask you first. As an actor, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate yourself?
I'd give myself a 6 or a 7.
I'd say 10.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 lowest, 10 highest, as a husband?
I would say a 6 or a 7.
I'd say 10. And I'm not lying.
See, the temper tantrums are working after all.
As a father?
10.
20.
As a friend?
20.
9.
As a human being?
100.
Oh. I can see why she's your biggest cheerleader. I think we lose count on that one, but thank you so much, the two of you, for giving us your love and support to heal a child. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Tried to put him in a spot, but as always, Mahesh remains spotless. It was a wonderful time having you on stage. Thank you.